त्रयोविंशः सर्गः
द 23rd चैप्टर
इत्युक्त्वा मैथिलीं राजा रावणशत्रुरावणः संदिश्य च ततः सर्वा राक्षसीर्निर्जगामः.
Having spoken thus to Maithili, King Ravana, the tormentor of enemies, commanded all the Rakshasis of their task and departed.
Nishkrante Rakshasendretu Punarantah Purangate Rakshasyo Bhima Rupastaha Sitam Samabhidudruvuhu.
As soon as the lord of Rakshasas returned to his palace, the ferocious Rakshasis ran towards Sita.
Tatah Sita Mupagamya Rakshasyah Krodhamurchitah Paramparushaya Vacha Vaidehi Midamabruvan.
And then, reaching Devi Sita, with their senses lost in rage, they started speaking to Vaidehi in these harsh words.
Paulastyasya Varishthasya Ravanasya Mahatmanah Dashagrivasya Bharyatvam Sita Nabahumanyase.
O Sita, you have no regard for the stature of being the wife of the great ten-headed Ravana, the foremost grandson of Sichpulastya.
Tatastveka Jatanama Rakshasi Vakyamabravit Amantrya Krodhatam Rakshi Sitam Karatalodarim.
Then one of those Rakshasis by the name of Ekajata addressed Devi Sita of a slender waist and spoke thus.
Prajapati Nam Shannantu Chaturtho Yah Prajapatihi Manaso Brahmanah Putrah Pulastya Iti Vishrutah.
Out of the six Prajapatis, who are the mind-born sons of Lord Brahma, the fourth of them is renowned as sage Pulastya.
Pulastyasya tu Tejasvi Maharshir Manasah Sutah Namna Savishravanama Prajapati Samaprabhah.
Of this radiant sage Pulastya, there was a son who equaled the Prajapatis in the radiance, called as Vishravas.
Tasya putro Vishalakshi Ravana Shatru Ravanah Tasya tvam Rakshasendrasya Bharya Bhavitumarhasi Mayoktam Charu Sarvangi Vakyam Kim Nanumanyase.
Of Vishravas, O beautiful eyed one, there was a son who is the tormentor of enemies, called as Ravana. Of that lord of the Rakshasas, you deserve to be the wife. O one with beautiful limbs, do you not agree with what I said?
Tato Harijatanama Rakshasi Vakyamabravit Vivartyanayani Kopan Marjarasadrishekshana.
And then a Rakshasi by the name of Harijata, rolling her cat-like eyes out of anger, spoke the following words.
Yena Devastrayastrinshad Deva Rajaschanirjitah Tasyatvam Rakshasendrasya Bharya Bhavitumarhasi.
The one by whom all the 33 Devas and their lord Indra were all defeated, you deserve to be the wife of that lord of Rakshasas.
Tatastu Praghasanama Rakshasi Krodhamurchita Bhartsayanti Tadaghoramidam Vachanamabravit.
And then a Rakshasi by the name of Praghasa, overwhelmed with anger, spoke these harsh words, deriding Devi Sita.
Viryotsiktasya Shurasya संग्रामेषु निवर्तिनः बलिनो वीर्ययुक्तस्य भार्यात्वं किं न लप्स्यसे.
Why would you not want to be the wife of the one who is valiant, courageous and mighty, and the one who never returns unvictorious in battle?
Priyam bahumatam bharyam tyaktva raja mahabalah sarvasancha mahabhagam tvamupaishyati ravanah.
The great and mighty King Ravana leaves his beautiful and agreeable wife among all others and comes to seek you.
Samriddhan stri sahasrena nana ratno pashobhitam antahpuram samutsrajya tvamupaishyati ravanah.
Abandoning the palace which is rich with thousands of beautiful women and various kinds of jewels, King Ravana comes to seek you.
Anya tu vikatanama rakshasi vakyam abravit asakrit devata yuddhe naga gandharva danavah nirjita samareyena sate parshvamupagatah.
Another rakshasi by the name of Vikata said, the one by whom various devatas, nagas and gandharvas were defeated in battle at once has come to be at your side.
Tasya sarva samriddhasya ravanasya mahatmanah kimadya rakshasendrasya bharyatvannechhase dhame.
O lowly woman, do you not wish to be the wife of that great and abundantly equipped Ravana today?
Tatastu durmukhi nama rakshasi vakyam abravit yasya suryo natapati bhito yasya chamarutah navatismaya tapange kintvam tasya natishthasi.
And then a rakshasi by the name of Durmukhi said, out of the fear of whom even the sun doesn't burn and the wind doesn't blow, O one with a long and beautiful glance, do you not wish to stay with such great Ravana?
Pushpa vrishtincha taravo mumuchuryasya vaibhayat shailascha subhrupaniyam jaladascha yadechhati.
Out of the fear of whom trees shed a torrent of flowers and mountains shed streams of water, O one with beautiful eyebrows,
tasya nairita rajasya raja rajasya bhamini kim tvam nakuruṣe buddhim bhāryārthe ravanasya hi.
Of that king of kings who rules over the southwest, O radiant one, why do you not wish to be the wife of that great Ravana?
Sadhute tatvato devi kathitam sadhu bhamini grihana susmite vakyam anyatha na bhavishyasi.
O radiant lady with a gentle smile, we have given you this advice keeping your own well-being in mind. Accept this advice or you may not remain alive.
Ityarshe Srimad Ramayane Sundara Kande Trayovimshas Sargah.
Thus, the 23rd chapter in Sundara Kanda of Valmiki Ramayanam is complete.